This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, this issue around killing people or killings happening in Polokwane is an issue we want to address. So yesterday we've been hearing reports around increase in certain crimes, especially here in the city, that there've been increase in abductions, and some people are talking about human trafficking, and we'll make the distinction in a bit as well as to the abductions and human trafficking and whether there are such cases that we are dealing with. Let's speak to Brigadier Mutlafela Mojapelo and talk to him about this issue. Brigadier, good evening, welcome.
Good evening, and good evening to your listeners.
Good evening. There have been reports, Brigadier, very recently suggesting that there's been an increase in certain crimes, in especially in shopping centres. Have you picked up on that as the police?
Yeah, we've seen this report. We've had an access on different posts on social media platforms. We've seen posts from the Facebook. We've seen clips that were doing the rounds about abductions that are taking place in the city of Polokwane. But I must mention that we haven't received any report of an abduction or kidnapping in Polokwane. In fact, from the month of May 2020, we only recorded about 5 people that went missing, but all of them were found either at the boyfriend's father or the brother. So we haven't received any reports of kidnappings and so on. Mm. And I must also mention that crime in Polokwane is actually going down in terms of our trends. But obviously we can't dissociate ourselves from the horrific incidences that are taking place, more particularly the murder that took place recently.
Because someone was suggesting that perhaps people have lost confidence in the police and they are not reporting these cases. Of course, I note how serious an abduction would be, someone missing and things like that. Is that a possibility for the police?
Really, I can't believe that that can be a possibility. Obviously, there will be some sentiments among certain sectors of our communities. Mm. Where perhaps they might have kind of lost confidence in the ability of the police to deal with crime. Mm. But I don't think if a serious incident like an abduction or a kidnapping takes place, those that are affected will then refrain from reporting such to the police and opt for posting that on social media. I don't think that could be the case. And when we analyze the video clip that is in the rounds, our analysis is that it actually did not take place in Polokwane. Mm. That's number one. And number two, when we check the video itself, it seems to have been staged. Mm. It doesn't seem to be authentic in terms of the way we analyze our crime patterns. Yeah.
The other thing that people are talking about is human trafficking. Do we have human trafficking cases here in the province?
Not at all. We haven't. And as you know, that in terms of geographical setup, we are a province in South Africa that is situated in the uppermost of the country. We are bordering 3 countries: Zimbabwe, Mozambique, and Botswana. So obviously, incidences like human trafficking, if they were happening in the province, we would be talking about a number of figures. But not received any reports so far, except perhaps for a year or two that happened where people were arrested in Polokwane, but we don't have problems of human trafficking in the city.
Mm. Thank you very much, Brigadier. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Good evening. That is Brigadier there talking to us, giving us an update on what the police are looking at just 10 minutes before 8 o'clock.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.